Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumas Daf Ches, and we are starting about the seventh line with a quote from our Mishnah, Katan Shalei Vishtei Saris V'chulu, and in the Vilna Terusa daf, it's right at the beginning of Dalet Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Mer Masar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that if a Katan didn't bring Shtei Saris, which means he hasn't brought two pubic hairs, and that means he's not a Gadol, he's not able to take off Truma. Now the Gemara clarifies, Tani B'Shem Rav Meir, we have a brass the name Rav Meir, La'olam Ein Truma Say Truma, a Katan's Truma is never valid, Ad Shiyavi Shtei Saris, until he brings two Saris, making him a Gadol. And that means that this opinion of the Mishnah is Rav Meir. And so it turns out that we have three shitas. Rav Meir holds that a katan, even if he's a mufla samach l'ish, which means it's right before he's a gadol, and he is allowed to do certain things, but still he's not allowed to take off truma. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi allows only if he's reached oynas nedarim, the age that he can make nedarim, even though he's not bar mitzvah, he still can make nedarim, and he can take off truma as well. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda allows even before this. Now the Gemara continues from Abba Bar Kahana says b'shem Rabbanin, how do we know that a katan is not allowed to take off truma? Now skip the next five lines and go to where we quote the pasuk v'loisis. It says in the pasuk, you shall not bear sin for this. Now, what do we learn from here? Eshu b'nesias avayin, tireim. Somebody who's on the parsha who's in the category of nesias avayin, he's going to bear responsibility for his sin, so he's allowed to take off truma. V'esh ainu b'nesias avayin, ainu tireim. But somebody who's not going to bear responsibility for his sin, so he's not allowed to take off truma. And katan is not b'nesias avayin, so he can't take off truma. However, the Gemara says the same when they ask the following question: Hare gai, hare ainu b'nesias avayin v'tireim. We know that a guy is not b'nesias avayin; he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, and he could take off truma. So why is this a valid source for a katan? Now go back four lines where the Gemara says, review this as b'shem Rav Hila, he provides us with a different source, that a katan can't take off truma. Now go back another four lines to right after the words of Abba Bar Kahana says b'shem Rabbanin, so review the b'shem Rav Hila's pasuk is different. The pasuk says, v'nechshav alchem trumaschem. And what do we learn from here? Esh kasev by machshava tayrem. Someone whom machshava is written about them, so they can take off truma. V'esh ein kasev by machshava, einoy tayrem. But someone who doesn't have machshava written about them can't take off truma. And ketanim don't have machshava, so they can't take off truma. But Hasevan, they ask the following question, Hare Gai, she'inksev by machshava, v'tayrem. Gaim don't have the word machshava written about them, and they can take off truma. Now go to the last line of the Gemara, v'atani Rav Ishaya, and Rav Ishaya taught in Braisa, Gaim ain lahen machshava. Gaim don't have machshava. But still we see that they can take off truma. So this is not a valid limud either. However, the Gemara Chazon Beis on top answers, taman lahachshir, v'kan l'truma. Over there, when we say that Gaim don't have machshava, that's talking about hechsher lekabel toma, susceptibility to mekabel toma. And as we've mentioned previously, in order for produce to be susceptible to mekabel toma, mechsher lekabel toma, they have to become wet, but this has to be done with the das, with the machshava of the owner. And so it's only in regards to hechsher lekabel toma that Gaim don't have machshava. But over here, we're talking about truma, they do have machshava, and they are able to take off truma. Now the proper gear says, Rav Acha, Rav Chanina says, b'shem Rav Kahana, k'divrim yishu oimer, einoy tayrim, einoy makdesh. According to the one, that he can't take off truma, meaning that a katan is not allowed to take off truma, even though he's a katan samach l'ish, he's right before the stage of becoming a man. According to that man to Amar, he's not able to be makdesh either. So the Gemara asks, v'lom aloy Amar k'devre mishu oimer tayrim makdesh. Why wasn't it said that according to the man to Amar, that a katan is allowed to take off truma, he is allowed to be makdesh something? Why say it the way that we did, that according to the man to Amar, that a katan can't take off truma, he can't be makdesh? Say that according to the man to Amar, that he could take off truma, he could be makdesh. And the answer is, begin to review the, this because Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Amar Tayrim Ve'inay Makdish. That's because Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah says that a katan could take off truma, but according to Rav Yehuda, he can't be makdish something. That's because, as we explained in the beginning of the daf, there's three different opinions in our Mishnah. And Rav Yehuda is the most makel, who holds that even though he hasn't yet reached Einus Nedarim, he's still allowed to take off truma. And so if we're going to make a general statement, according to the Manda Amar, that a katan's allowed to take off truma, he's allowed to be makdish as well, well, that doesn't fit with Rav Yehuda, because even Rav Yehuda would say that he's not allowed to be makdish because he's too young. And that's why he's worded like this, that according to the Manda Amar, that he's not allowed to take off truma, he's not allowed to be makdesh. However, Rabbi Yechon says, afilu man da'amar inay tayrim, even according to man da'amar, that a katan is not allowed to take off truma, makdesh. He is allowed to be makdesh something. And why is he allowed to be makdesh something? And that's because the pasuk by Nedarim says, ish kiyafli, showing us that a mufla samach l'ish, this katan who's right before manhood, could make a neder. And included in Nedarim are those of hektesh. And the only reason why he can't be tayrim is because we have a pasuk that tells us me'es kol ish. But if not for that, he would be able to take off truma. So now we clarify Rabbi Yechon's opinion, umahu makdesh. So what is a katan able to be makdesh? And the answer is, oilu shlamim lahavi. He's allowed to be makdesh a carbon oil and shlamim to bring. That's because what types of karbanis are oil and shlamim? Karbon neder nedava. And since a mufla samach l'ish is able to make a neder nedava, so he can be makdish these types of karbanis. However, chatas chelev ina yachol, he's not able to be makdish chatas chelev, which is the chatas one has to bring for eating chelev he's not allowed to. That's because she'en lechatas chelev. Because he never has to bring a chatas chelev, he's not over an iser per se eating this chelev. And furthermore, chatas dam ina yachol, he's also not able to be makdish chatas dam, that's a chatas one brings for eating blood, she'en lechatas dam, because he doesn't have a chiv to bring such a chatas. However, What about a katan bringing a carbon that a zav brings when he wants to become tahar, or bringing the carbon of tzaras, which is what a mitzayer brings when he's becoming tahar? And here are the two tzadim. Since these carbonas are a chayva, a person who's a zav, whereas tzaras, they have to bring these, and a katan doesn't have a chiyav to bring these because he's on the bar mitzvah, and therefore he's not able to be makdish them. Or perhaps, since he does become tummy with Ziva, and he could become tummy with Saras, so perhaps he is allowed to bring these karbanas. And the Gemara answers, Pshitil Chashu Mevi, for sure he's allowed to bring them, because since he could become a Zav, and he could get Saras, so he could bring these karbanas. Another question, Maushi Asaban Shliach, is a katan allowed to be a Shliach to make one of these animals Kadesh for somebody else that needs to bring this karban? And what are the Tutsdadim? Me'achashu Metame Bahen, since he could become tummy with Ziva or with Saras, who Nasaban Shliach, so he could be a Shliach for a person, or since in general a katan is not able to be a shliach because he's excluded from the parsha of shlichas, he's not considered a man, so maybe he's not allowed to be a shliach for these people. So as an answer to this, Hasra reviewed and responded, the parents of a katan have a din of tevel midaraisa. However, a katan is not able to take off trumas hamaisris of somebody else's tevel midaraisa, even though his own produce has the status of tevel and he might be allowed to take truma off of it. And Rakan here too, even though he could become tamei with Ziva and Saraz, he can't be a shliach for somebody else for these karbanos. Another question, what about a katan bring bikurim, first fruits? And the analysis of this question is as follows. According to Yehuda that says that bikurim are compared to kachi gvul, which are certain kachim given out to all kaihanim, similar to truma, so a katan is not allowed to bring bikurim. And that's because since a katan can't take off truma, so he can't bring bikurim either, since again, bikurim are compared to kachi gvul, and including kachi gvul is truma. However, according to the Rabbanan who say, Hokshu Kache Mikdash, that Bikurim is compared to Kache Mikdash that are not given to all Kaihanim like Truma, and they're only given to the Kaihanim that are currently serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe, so then a katan is allowed to bring these things. The same way that a katan is able to be makdish certain karbanos, he'd be able to bring bikurim. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about certain things that katanim are or not allowed to do. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.